Meeting will come to order. We do have a quorum. Thank you all for rushing right over. We appreciate that. And Representative Hamilton, will you please move the minutes of the May 3rd meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. You look the most awake of anyone, so I thought. All those in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We have on our agenda tonight House File 3729. It's Representative Lincheski's bill. And since you're on the committee, you may move your own bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move House File 3729. Please.
Thank you, Representative Lincheski. Representative Lincheski moves House File 3729. And you recommend passage and moving to the General Register, I believe. All right. Thank you very much. Go ahead and present your bill. And this is a fiscal committee, so put the emphasis on that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, really, for this committee's work, it's really the spreadsheet, which you should have in front of you. And at this hour, I think the best way to think about this bill is there's really no tax increases except for a REIT provision. This is the provision that has been much discussed about. Both Republican and Democrat authors in the tax committee have used this provision to gain access to a hearing because we make people pay for their bills. And this is the real estate investment trust item. It raises $1 million a year. There's a number of small member bills that you can see on the spreadsheet. But the best thing I think the thing to think about is if you go to page two of the spreadsheet at the bottom on fiscal year, last line, 10 and 11, that's line 65. We're contributing to the deficit a little bit, putting a little less than $1 million toward the deficit. So we're not spending all of what's being raised here. This bill, members, if I may, is really the tax committee did its really heavy lifting early this year, and you all were a part of that. We had a cuts bill that came through the Ways and Means Committee, and that where we cut aids and credits, and that's been signed by the governor. The next big area the tax committee worked on was the jobs bill. And so we've done that with the historic credit, the angel credit, you know, the repeal of the low income, all the TIF provisions and all that, those items. So that was another big tax bill. It's been signed by the governor. This is actually, unlike most omnibus tax bills, there's not a bunch of revenue raisers in here. It's a pretty non-controversial bill, full of members' bills on both sides of the aisle. The most controversial provision actually was removed after a back-and-forth set of roll calls and divisions, and that was to have a moratorium on local option sales taxes that I supported and Chair Marquardt supported as the division chair, and we were trumped as members bipartisanly took that out. So I think there's very little controversy in here, but the summary is here for your review if you want to look through. Article 1 and 2 is really the property tax bill and Article 5. So that is Representative Marquardt's bill in its entirety. And then Article 7 is the public finance bill. There's a lot of the department's items in here, the Department of Revenue, the policy and technical bill. So, you know, it's kind of, it's just a lot of member provision bills. And I'm available for questions on any of it.
All right, thank you, Representative Lincheski. There is an amendment. Why don't we do that first before we do questioning on the bill?
Okay, and I'm not sure if I'm offering this or Representative Mahoney, but if I think what's no matter who's offering here, if I may just ask Mr. Chair, Mr. Michael, who's with the committee tonight, to explain the situation and why we would have this here tonight in Ways and Means. This is something that's been brought forward sort of at the last minute on the angel investor credit. It's clarifying some things, and if Mr. Michael could just let folks know what's going on, that'd be helpful.
That would be great, Representative Lincheski, but let's first move the amendment so we can discuss it. So whoever's going to move it.
I'll move it.
All right, Representative Mahoney moves the A8 amendment. All right, thank you. Now, Mr. Michaels, if you would please explain the amendment. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this makes a change in the definition of qualified investors for the angel investment credit. Under the bill as it was passed, I guess to the surprise of Deed and some others, the bill allows a credit not only to individuals, natural people, but also to C corporations and funds. And some of us that were working on it realized that all along, but apparently that was not the intent. They really meant it to only be limited to individual investors. There was a meeting, as I understand it, I wasn't at it, but with Deed, and the governor's office has been consulted, and the governor agrees with this and the authors of the bill, and so this puts it in line with what was originally intended, to not allow it to C corporations, only allow it to individuals and pass-through entities that qualify as funds.
Thank you. Any questions on the amendment? All right, if not, all those in favor of the A8 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails. All right, questions on the bill as a whole? Representative Holbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Lincheski. Is there anything in here on the Green Acres? Should we fix this? Have we not fixed it?
Representative Lincheski.
Well, I'm the Mr. Chair and Representative Holbert. I'm the wrong person to ask because I thought we fixed it a couple of years ago, and I think folks unfixed it last time. So you probably don't want to ask me, but directly there is nothing on Green Acres that I can think of, except there may be department provisions from the Department of Revenue that are technical in nature, but there's nothing substantive on that. And if Mr. Michael can think of anything, I cannot. There was some clarification, I think, on a rural vacant land year, as I'm thinking about it. But
Mr. Michaels.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and Representative Holberg, my recollection is, yes, there are always little changes in the rural vacant land and farm taxation cluster of issues, but my recollection was that they moved the date from the opt-out date from May to August. That was Representative Kulik Jackson and Detmer's proposals, if I recall right. And I think that is, let me see if I can find that provision.
Is that, Representative Holberg, is that explanation enough, or do you want to get somebody from the committee down here? Okay.
Oh, Mr. Chair, I think Mr. Michael's trying to look for where it is in the bill, but we can go on to another question in the meantime, okay, if you'd like.
Representative Lincheski, I think, has a little explanation, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I'm trying to get Mr. Michael. I think Representative Jackson's amendment was off, added to the Haitian tax relief bill on the floor.
That was my recollection,
yes,
as well.
And I think the Senate had pursued it, and so we all bipartisanly put it on the floor. So I think that's where it is. I think we're just sleepy here, so
thank
sorry.
You, Representative.
But Mr. Michael can correct me if I'm wrong.
Did you catch that, Representative Holbert?
I did, thank you. I had Mr. Stone whispering the same thing in my ear, so at least somebody's still awake tonight.
Any other questions on the bill? Any other amendments? I was told there was one more amendment, but if nobody here has one to offer, they'll either have to do it on the floor or not at all. No? Yes. Representative Poppy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Lincheski and members, and I am late, and I apologize if this is already asked. No Green Acres, nothing, no changes, nothing. That doesn't need to be asked again, I guess.
That's why I apologize first.
That's fine. Any other questions?
The answer is no, Joe.
If not, Representative Lincheski removes her motion that House File 3729, as amended, be passed and moved to the General Register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails. Anything else that anyone needs to discuss? Our next meeting is tomorrow, 30 minutes following adjournment, but if it gets late, we'll do it as soon afterwards as we get a quorum. If there's nothing else, meeting adjourned.